The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what the heck's in this box?
Oh, it's just a little surprise for you. It's, eat a dick.
Oh my God, it looks exactly like my boyfriend's.
It does. Down to the color and everything. Listen, you guys, you can send anonymous dicks to people using dickatyourdoor.com.
Very realistic.
It's veiny, it's thick. That's a solid chocolate. It's vegan.
It's vegan. I didn't know that. Also, yeah. The ball
can't
is
milk
very
that.
Realistic. They're very veiny and they have like a, they look like they've been dried out.
You got the sack wrinkles.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the good wrinkly sack.
Looks like two dates.
Yeah. Oh, that's, it should be a chocolate covered date.
They should. Good. We should.
Well, chocolate covered date. Dickatyourdoor.com. Use 25% off. Mm-hmm. Use 25% off. Get 25% off using the code SLOBS. It's great. Just in time for
25% off if you. You can do whatever you want with this. You don't have to just eat.
Put 100% in. You might get an infection.
You actually probably don't put it in. But
you can send it to someone you love, someone you hate. It's 100% anonymous unless you want to include a note. And they got other fun. They have other fun stuff on the website. Dickatyourdoor.com.
Dickatyourdoor.com. You can get a butthole. You can get poop. You can get.
There's poop.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can get.
Yeah, there's. It's not real poop. It's chocolate poop.
We got Valentine's Day coming up. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We got next Christmas coming up. Get it early. Freeze it.
Send it to grandma. Yeah, these things sell like hotcakes. Big hot cocks, really,
hot cocks,
if you will. Dickatyourdoor.com. Use the code SLOBS for 25% off.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
We're all ready to go. Welcome back to Slobs.
Woo-hoo.
We're on a new set here. I got to do a quick shout out to Igloo Coolers. I DM'd them to ask for a vintage cooler, and they sent a fucking wicked ass one. Plus, I got a fanny pack on here.
Oh, yeah, we got a barrel of fun. You'll be seeing that.
You'll be seeing that.
That's one of those like giant like Gatorade.
But you'll be seeing our guest today, the very hilarious Lisa Chanu. Hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
I'm
my
so excited
God.
To be here.
God. We haven't seen you since the wedding.
Oh, my God, the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was Steph's plus one. For Lisa's wedding, what's it like being a wife?
Oh, yeah, you're a wife now.
I love being a wife. I do think it's different. I'm much more concerned about, like, making sure that people view him nicely. Like, I'm like, oh, it reflects on both of us.
Oh!
So
I never used to think about that. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, huh? Don't do that. Don't say that.
Oh, really? Scott's a nice boy. What the hell is he doing? He's never done anything wrong.
No, not at all.
I feel like, you know, when the whole Me Too thing came out, Scott's one of the only ones I'd go, not him.
Nah, he doesn't.
You know what I mean?
You're like, I made a list of men who definitely didn't do anything. It was just Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's famous last words for me to be like, he has no skeletons in his closet. But
next week, you're like, oh, God.
As far as I know, yeah, he's pretty good.
That was a very fun wedding. A very cool Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I'm actually taking my boyfriend there for Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
I just got us a cabin in the woods. Yeah.
I want to go to Lake Arrowhead again. It was so cute.
It was so cute. It was so nice. I love the woods. The wood background for a wedding is so nice.
It was really fun. And it was also one of the only places in California that I feel like isn't super hot in the middle of summer.
Yeah. It was like perfectly just cool. I guess Lake Arrowhead, you're up there on the mountain. And damn. How long were you planning that?
We planned it all in about 7 months.
Damn.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow.
Shit.
That's the scariest part. I mean, that's not the scariest part of marriage, obviously, but like, I think about that in terms of, I have friends that like, I have the whole thing planned out and I'm like, it seems so stressful. I don't know. Whatever.
Sorry, my dog has fucking lice right now. What the hell is going
on? She's walking around scratching. Look at that smile. I think she just likes the way the scratch feels.
She's wearing a collar usually. But the wedding was great. A good crew. I love a good crew at a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great group.
Yeah, it was a good group. Nice, fun, good riffs. Not too much riff, but enough riffs where
you gotta
like,
have just a little.
Sometimes you get those comics that all they do is riff.
You think it's a show, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, we're not doing an open mic here. Let's just fucking. Yeah, me and Casey Lai had quite the riff that I still think about and laugh. It was violently inappropriate.
I remember this. Wait, can we even say that here?
No, we can't. No. It wasn't funny. Yeah,
we'll it was. Tell me off air.
We will.
No, I missed it for sure.
No, no, it was so horrific. I don't even know why I should have brought
it. It was hilarious. Up. I mean, people were on.
It was not about
your husband. Oh, no, God,
it may have been about another member. It was just, it was a joke. It was a family member that we joked about pushing down the river. And it was not funny, but
I actually don't even know what she's talking about.
I'm here for it.
There's got to be one at every wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, oh, man. I think I would have a separate wedding and not tell my family.
Really?
And then be like, this is the real wedding. I don't have any friends. It's just you guys.
I want to have a wedding.
Where do you want to have it?
I don't know. But
Lake Arrowhead, right at your
venue. Yeah, yeah, your venue.
Do it, 100%. I've actually gotten hit up by a bunch of people like, hey, would you recommend blah, blah, blah.
Because it was like, it was such a good, like, I like that the dinner tables were separate so you can go sit and chill. You know, there's other
wedding.
Then
there's like a separate dancing
area. I like the area.
Yeah, where you're not in the thick of it because that's sometimes awkward.
No, and then you have the wedding in one area and then area. There's no like one area and there's shuffling tables around and you know what I mean? The whole thing.
I always thought I'd like to do it in Joshua Tree, but it'd be like finding the right time of year because that could really bite you in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking, but that would be a cool sunset. I think it's so sunset. Pretty there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd
be really cool.
That'd be wild. Like everyone gets like a huge area. Oh fuck.
Yeah, and then at the end everyone just does shrooms.
Yeah.
All right.
Best.
We're bonding.
They go into Joshua Tree and fucking walk.
Wander.
Yeah.
I think it'd be the best.
I feel like the key is to just find a place that does everything for you. That's what we did.
Yes.
And also I went to a wedding in Mexico in May that was similar where it's like they just take care of everything and it's like it's not your choice. You don't have to like defend anything to anyone. If they don't like something, it's like, sorry, this is the venue did it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart where it's just like it's all included, whatever.
And it's just it takes so much pressure off. Obviously we had little touches and things that
of
we
course.
Did for ours, but like it's so much easier that way. And then I don't know. It made it really hassle free, I feel like. The only thing was I do feel like our photographer hated us.
That, really? What?
For sure.
Smile.
I definitely like got in a fight with him in the first meeting, and then he kept being like, "All right, let's take some pictures." And I was like, "I'm in my pajamas. Like, I don't really want to like do photos right now." And he's like, insisting whatever. I'm like, "Fine." And then he's like, "Could I see the bouquet?" I'm like, "Could I? Like, I haven't seen it yet. Like, I'm the bride."
Yeah.
He kept like insisting on doing stuff, and I kept being just saying no. And I think he started to get really frustrated. And at one point I was like, "Hey, I haven't seen these people in 2 years because of COVID. So I'm actually just going to go hang out with them and stop taking photos." And he was like, really like, okay.
Offended?
I don't know what to do.
The fuck?
Like, go take photos of people mingling. Like, we got all of the singles. We got all of the like.
Yeah, you're like, how many am I going to share?
I got a picture with my mom and a picture with my husband. And like, that's pretty much all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I don't need 800 different angles. I don't need to be popping out from a tree.
Yeah.
Like, now you hide in the river.
And like, the photos were great. Like, he did a great job. But I just think he was like, ugh, this like fucking bitch bride.
Like, my art.
And you're like,
he
I just
to do
yeah
stuff.
Well, especially if it's like, fuck, like, was he from LA?
I don't know where he's from. He was great. I would recommend him, especially if you're like into that. But me and my husband are like, we do not care about pictures. We're like,
yeah, I wonder if it was like a unique venue for him or something.
I think
and
it
he's
was
like, oh, this like, would be good for my portfolio.
He also probably is not used to how chill of a bride you were.
Oh, like, yeah. He's like, this is going to come back to me, and you're going to be like, why aren't there enough pictures?
Yeah, like, and you're like, no, I seriously just don't want them.
Because of bridezillas.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Can't even imagine.
I totally understand. I mean, we all have our moments.
I mean, yeah.
My sister's
big day.
Photographer fucking hated me. Holy shit, he hated me. He was fucking pissed. I asked him to put his mask on, and he got so mad. He's like, it's so hot. I go, I'm about to be on Netflix. I cannot get COVID from you. You do this all the time. Put your fucking mask on. Sorry.
Like, also,
I took him in the hallway to be nice and not do it in front of everybody else. I was like, hey, sorry, we all tested this morning. Do you mind putting your mask on? He's like, oh. And I was like, and then my sister was a bit of a bridezilla, did a picture of her like blowing sparkles. And then he was so hot because of the mask. All of them stuck to his head. So he was just like this old bald man with all these purple sparkles stuck to his head. And then my sister was like, oh God. Like,
and he's just miserable, covered in glitter.
The photo did look good, but I was like, yeah, no, they also like filmed it and there's like cameras everywhere. And he had like a camera, he's walking on the dance floor. Like, it was too much.
The videographer.
It's not your day. Yeah. It's not your day.
I also am just like, do people go back and watch their wedding? Are they like, remember It's like, just remember.
I don't know. We didn't do video. I have looked at the pictures a couple of times, but only to like send them to people or if somebody, I'm not like, let's reminisce. I guess it hasn't been that long.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like,
maybe years from now you'll like,
yeah, you guys are all still young and hot. When you're 80, you'll be like, look at us. We was something, weren't we? Yeah, I feel like the video, I'm like, that's just a recipe for disaster. That's, no one watches that till you're post-divorce, just crying in your underwear, and you're like, where did it all go wrong?
Yeah, no, that's a divorce thing for sure to be watching.
Yeah.
So we're watching enough clips, unless you want to, and you can use that for your reels. Just,
yeah.
Just wedding clips.
Yeah. Reels. Just, yeah, your vows.
Edit, yeah. Edit. Your vows were great, too.
Thank you.
They were cute and funny and sweet.
I didn't expect him to go first. I was really shocked by that.
Sobbing. I was sobbing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh,
it was a sob fest. Yeah, yeah.
Trying so hard to hold it in, just staring in Lindsay Adams' eyes. Just looking the only person, like, right, you know, right.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to try not to cry.
Oh. Oh, hi, Susan. Yes. Thanks.
Susan's starving. She's past her bedtime.
Me.
Yeah, she's just sucking on you, eating the fake grass.
Anyway, where were we?
Enough.
Well, thanks, you guys. You guys were excellent guests too. I feel like that's such a important role, and like,
I don't think so.
Not everyone does it well. No, but if you're bad, it's really bad.
People notice the really terrible guests.
Oh yeah. Was there any? I don't know. I didn't notice any terrible guests of yours. Was there?
Oh, there's a few.
There's a few that
probably
were just...
the family member you wanted to push down the river.
No. Oh, there was one drunk guy. There was one really drunk guy.
There's always one or two who get a little too fucked up.
Yeah, got a little too loud when the songs came on. Got a little too about himself. Yeah, okay. I remember that
there
guy.
There were a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, no comics.
And also no one like offended me or like, you know, said anything horrible.
And you're just like,
whatever.
That person is... Yeah,
it does make it a bit fun to have that one person at the wedding that everybody hates, though.
Yeah, totally.
It's like that one comic on the show, the bombs, you like to be like, that guy's like,
we can all unite and be like, at least we're not as drunk as that guy.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Didn't somebody get asked to leave? Go, or maybe I'm mixing up.
I don't know. I wouldn't have been involved.
Why would you?
But like, one of my cousins had to go home early, I think.
Okay. I feel like there was someone's wife being like, it's time to go. Honey, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting out of here.
We found out one of my cousins at my sister's wedding took a weed pen from the mariachi band. And we're like, okay, well, this is getting crazy. Or he was giving it to him to smoke it. And we're like, you got to stop now. Like, I don't know where the weed pen came from, but it's too much.
That's...
Yeah, things got wild. Things got out of control. I mean, there's always drama. There's family drama. I was soaring up and it was a lot. Also, I've tried making this a joke and it's not working on stage. But it's the first time, because it was an all-inclusive, it's the first time I saw my family, like, wet in the scene. It was gross. Like, you only see your family at like, holiday events, like, Christmas, in sweaters.
And the whole family's, like, in bathing suits.
Yeah, in bathing suits, and you're always on the
beach. Like, I didn't need to know what Aunt Deborah's shoulders
are. Yeah, like, literally, I'm like, this is gross. Like, my family's, we all have bad bodies.
A bunch of Bulgarians in the Gulf of Mexico. It feels good.
And we all would go out and like just kind of hover. And there's only one area because there's a bad time for seaweed. And there's only this one patch of no seaweed. So we'd all be real close. Just kind of like rubbing up against your aunt in the sea. It was like just bizarre.
Standing surrounded by seaweed.
Yeah,
there's
literally.
That one uncle who comes out of the seaweed.
Yeah, and he puts on his head. And he makes I'm wearing my wig. And there's like bugs crawling out of the seaweed. You're like, oh God.
My family vacations together all the time. Like my extended family. Like a lot of the people yeah, and it is such a nightmare. It's so embarrassing. Like they'll just like walk into restaurants and be like party of 20 and and the people are like, we can't.
Oh my
like,
God,
you can. And it's like, what are you doing?
Like didn't make a reservation.
60-year-old aunts doing splits on the beach and stuff where it's just like, I don't know how I got here or why I came. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, why are you going?
I don't know.
Because you have to. It's family.
Every year? How often does this happen?
Usually we do every Easter.
Oh, my God.
We do every, like, 5 to 10 years. My aunts, who are the glue of the family, will organize, like, but it's always, like, a family cruise. And there's always, like, an uncle who gets too drunk. Or my mom, who's sober. It'll just be like shit faced. Literally, I don't know if I've told this story. She was so shit faced on one of the last cruises we did, which was years ago. But like, I was doing like karaoke or something. Like, I'll like partake in it. And apparently, it was like some little competition. And then they like announce a winner and some person won. And my mom's like, that's bullshit. She sucked. Like, and then getting like fighting people at trivia. Oh, that technically the answer is like my family's super competitive about the dumbest games, which like I'm not any better than them. But I'm like, we don't need to be trapped. We have to see these people again for the next 5 days on a boat. Like,
yeah.
You can't like fight someone and then be next to them in the like shitty steakhouse. It's, oh, wait, my mom. So she was definitely drinking. And she's like, I'm sober. I found her in the casino. Every cruise ship has a casino.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason my family goes on them. Shit house on a slot machine. And I was like, what are you doing? And she had a drink next to her. And I'm like, what is that? And I went to grab it. And she like tried to fight me for it. She's like, it's my drink. And I like snatched it out of her hands. I took a sip. And I was like, is this a Long Island iced tea? My mom, a grown woman in her 60s, goes, well, I asked for a regular iced tea. And that's what they gave me.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
So sure.
Get fucked, Kathy. Yo. Are you kidding? Yes. She says a Budweiser in her hair. She's
I
don't know where that came from.
Oh my God. I asked for a regular can in my hair, not a Budweiser.
I just, family's a recipe for disaster.
Scott's family, we've gone on cruises too as a family.
My God, you guys are real family people.
We really are.
Jesus Christ.
Despite our greatest efforts, we really are. We hang out in the casino. We're the ones. We're your mom.
Yeah.
We're like the ones of his family that are like degenerates.
That's what, I'm never in there because I don't want to run into my mom. It's the truth.
I was playing craps and I was like, I've never played before. And they're like, oh, yeah, beginner's
teaching
luck.
Everything.
They love to hand you the dice right away.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, great. And I'm like, shit faced. And I just like threw them across the casino and they're like, you can't play anymore. Like, you're like too wasted to be.
Like, it's carnival. Like, we're having fun.
Make it onto this table. Like, the dice literally like across the casino.
Oh my God. That
Jesus.
Fun though. Okay, we're taking a real quick break
and we'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh my God, we're back. Can you believe it? I was just in Vegas with my parents.
Ooh.
But it was just the parents, not the full family thing. And that was...
Okay. How's that?
Well, my mom's friend got fucking hammered and we had to bring her back to the Airbnb. Oh, she was like, oh yeah, stumbling, couldn't open the door, fell down two stairs. And I was like, we got to get out of here. Like when you see... When someone's visibly drunk in Vegas, you're like, ooh, it's time to go.
When you stick out in Vegas, that's bad. Because everybody's kind of drunk. So when you're the drunk person, it's like, this is not going to end well if we don't get home now.
And they're like, for some reason, old people love Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
They think they're in the Old West.
What is that? There was a country band playing.
It's cheaper. You're more likely to hit on the slots, according to my twin aunts who are
in
Vegas.
I like to stay down there.
Cheap.
Yeah,
it's
but
cheap.
I don't know if I don't necessarily I'm not gonna like do the zip line or whatever.
No, they try to get me to do it.
Really?
The drunk lady wanted to do shit, glad to get out there. I'm like, and you fucking project
on
it?
Yeah. No. That's gotta have happened before.
Oh, 100%. Big time.
Oh god,
the whole way down Fremont.
I've seen people just get stuck and I'm like, I couldn't.
No.
Mid zip line and it stops and I'm just dangling over a bunch of fucking meth heads.
I just saw a TikTok of a snowstorm and these people were stuck on the fucking lift and it was like looked like there was like lifts in front of them going flying like nobody was on them, but I was like, nightmare. And then another one where they were stuck for like I think 7 hours and they were all on the lift, they're like losing their minds. They had and eventually like get them to jump down into like
a net.
Yes.
How do you
you take off your skis whatever and then because it was like I would also fucking freezing 7 hours just shivering sitting there. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I hope they have. I mean, what are they? Here's a season pass. Our bad.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry about the weather.
Yeah, sorry about the weather. That's terrifying.
Dude, how does it get that? Does it get bad like that really quickly? Like, don't they like shut down for the day?
Yeah, it's icy up there.
You fucking nickel and diming ski resorts being like, we'll just go until we can't go anymore. Like, just close down.
I've never nailed it off the lift. onto my snowboard. Like, I always eat shit. I can't imagine. I wouldn't miss the net. Like, I am so fucking uncoordinated.
Yikes. You just go right past it.
It's so big. Somehow you miss the entire net. Like, how do we miss
it? It's a 300 foot wide net. How do you jump just to the outside of it?
Are you saying that every time you get off, you fall and they have to stop the lift until you get up?
I get out of the way.
Okay.
I can. I'm not like that bad, but I do always biff it. Even if I'm like, God. Oh, I nailed it. A second later, I fall down. It's like, ugh.
That's why so funny. I didn't get into snowboarding. That was my experience the first time I went. And I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
No, it's annoying.
I'm ashamed.
How do you get past that? Because I was the same as snowboarding, too. I can't.
Yeah, I never did.
It hurts the fall. You're going too fast. It's scary. What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're doing this stuff anymore. It's spooky.
Why am I supposed to be, like, why am I trying to be cool so that some guy with a goggle tan will finger me?
Like, yeah, like, what the fuck?
I gave up. I was like, whatever, I'll just read.
I literally longboarded, like, I think 3 years ago, and I pulled a calf muscle immediately. And I was like, and I had to walk back down holding because I was limping, so it hurts so bad. I'm like, what was I doing? What's the purpose of that? I longboarded. Down, I have a longboard and I refuse to get rid of it. I just sell it.
You
I
seem like you have a longboard.
I use a longboard all. I definitely do. I use a longboard all over Toronto. That was my like that.
You were the girl on the longboard.
Oh, I had longboard on the main streets. That was good. Yeah. I could hop the fucking streetcar tracks. I was killing it out there. Now?
Pulled a toe.
It was bad. It was like one tiny. And I was like, ah. And I was like, my friend was biking with me and I was like, I gotta turn around. I pulled something.
That's
bad.
I mean, we're getting old, man.
We're getting old. I can't. There's so many. Like, my back now. Anytime I'm on an airplane, I'm like, I have to stretch before I get on now. People look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah,
those airplane seats, are they getting worse?
They're getting smaller. I swear
what
to God,
is going
they're getting smaller.
On?
I was on one the other day that like didn't have the lean back thing, but only my row.
Are you right behind the emergency exit?
Yeah.
Yes, fuck that. I got stuck there. That's a nightmare.
That should be labeled.
No, it should.
It should be like, and those tickets should be significantly cheaper.
They should be $1.
Like, I was like, fuck you. I was dying. I felt like, it's so dramatic, but and in my head I was like, you're being dramatic, but I was like, I feel like I'm in a prison. This is like a medieval torture device, and I'm a very small person, so I can't imagine how any regular person feels, because yeah. I'm like a baby being like, eh. I once, so when I was dating Danny Jollis, he got
name dropping.
There's no reason for me to tell you this other than it fits the context of. Of course, this was his response. He was in a film festival, some movie he was in, and we got flown first class to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh.
And I sit down in the first class and like it's a nighttime flight and I was like trying to get comfortable and people are getting on and I'm like, this seat's too big. I can't get comfortable. And he's like, don't say that.
This seat's
he got so
too
upset.
Big.
I can't say that. Other people are going to get mad. And I was like, there's just too much space for me to like rest my head against anything.
Oh my God.
We flew first class on our honeymoon and people were just walking by going, must be nice. And I was like, I paid for this.
Yeah, what the
also,
fuck?
Also, like, fuck it's that. My honeymoon. I mean, I'm not going to justify it. I will die penniless. I'm the kind of person who will spend money, frivolously and, like, whatever. But it is, like...
Yeah, it is nice.
It is so insane that, like, they could do that for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, the plane could just be that, but they just choose to, like... cram you in like sardines in the back.
Yeah,
and
what the fuck?
Not be nice to you at all. It's like a completely different flight experience. Attendant experience.
Yeah, it
too.
Really is.
They're just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I know you're sleeping, but your food's here, and like, I just wanted to see if you want to wake up. And
yeah.
Your
versus like,
meal.
Excuse me, I have your Sprite. Like, yeah, it's like completely different.
Also, yeah. Screaming. I've the flight today. Trash. I'm like, we heard you at the beginning of the plane. You don't have to say trash every 5 fucking seconds.
I'll say that I would take over. The last flight I was on, a woman just jingled the bag.
Oh.
The whole shh, 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 shh. And I was like, just say trash every 20 seats. We see you with the bag. You can stop like shimmy.
Also, why is there so much trash? Are people bringing like old cans of yogurt on? Like, why is everybody so? They're filled to the brim.
I mean, I have literally cleaned out my purse on. I'm like, well, the trash bag.
So you're the fucking problem. Like, why the hell?
Well, I mean, what are they going to throw away a half full bag of trash? I'm helping.
God damn it.
Fill up the bag anyway.
I swear to God, today was, I was like trying to like think of, I don't know how to make this funny, but they talk the whole flight now. They come on the thing and today they're like,
yeah.
Does anybody want to help out with it's trafficking awareness month? We here at Delta are trying to not traffic young women. And like, this 5 minutes.
We get it,
thing.
But also like, it's not, I can't, this is not, this is not my responsibility. It's your responsibility. You're the transportation people.
Yeah, well, I don't know who's getting on the fucking flight. Yeah.
And so you want me to be vigilant and keep an eye out in case you see any... Yeah, what am I going to do?
How do I know? Literally, there's a seat open on one of my flights in between, and the guy comes up and goes, was there a Deborah something sitting in between you? I mean, I look at the girl beside me and go, I don't... there's no one sitting here. And if there was, how the fuck would I know their name?
Yeah, why do you think I sat down and introduced myself?
Yeah, hello.
No,
I my headphones aren't even on, but I don't even want to talk to anybody. I'm like, we can't even
sound noise canceling.
No, I have my AirPods in. I don't even want to talk to anybody. We're not
the noise canceling ones. Yeah,
no, I gotta get these.
The pros. Okay, this
travel they cancel out noise.
You have to get the pros. It changes your entire experience traveling. It dulls it to where you can hear the like ding, like that thing, very faintly.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's so much less anxiety. I feel so much more relaxed.
I'm buying this tonight.
It's not constant.
Amazon?
Do you know?
I mean, I have those, and my problem is I will have them in and kind of forget they're in or that they're noise canceling, and I'll just think I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm like, why are they so quiet? And then I'm probably going, yeah, no, it was a fun time in San Francisco. Why are you screaming?
God.
Speaking of sticking things in things, we got a crazy slob story, and I'm just going to get to it. So we don't run out of time. Because I think we touched on this being a situation, not this person's, but we'll just get into it. So this happened about 20 months ago. This is from an anonymous person. I was in a new but serious relationship at the time. We're having a lot of sex, oral and vaginal. Hey, girl. Don't know if this matters. Just want to point out there was no anal. All right. Well... Mm-hmm. It's not Rose Stone.
Yeah.
Nothing okay. was in the butt. So during this time, I developed a smell down there, and it wasn't too bad, but I noticed a change. I tried some remedies I read about online. I had sex with my boyfriend one night thinking it was gone, but the smell took over the entire room. Smelt like rotting, fish emoji, barfing emoji.
Oh.
It was honestly so disgusting and so embarrassing, I wanted to die. He went to the washroom right after sex. I cringed in bed and opened the window. I talked to my boyfriend about the smell, and it was embarrassing, but I had to say something. So it was at this time I talked to friends about it, and they diagnosed me. Friends diagnosed
Go
me.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah,
with BV, bacterial vaginosis. It all seemed to be pointing at this diagnosis, so I went to the doctor. She put me on some crazy strong drugs to kick the infection. I told my boyfriend about the meds, kept him updated, but we refrained from sex. When I finished the week of meds and things seemed better, then the smell came back. I went on another round of meds, but the smell came back.
This person has a tampon stuck in their vagina.
Yes! I went into the doctor for a physical exam, and she found a tampon and removed it.
100%.
A million horrible face emojis. Anyway, after this, I was totally fine, except... my boyfriend hasn't gone down on me since. I don't know what to do. I feel traumatized from the event, and part of me doesn't want him to, but then I feel like kind of mad that he won't. Help me, advice.
Okay. First of all, how are we forgetting? If you got to do a diva cup.
Opening a window is also not a solution, yeah. By the way. Go take
That's a
bath.
Real newspaper over the piss stain move.
Sorry, ladies. Yes. Sometimes you got to explore. Go take a bath and see if there's anything up there.
Yeah.
Broken condom, tampon.
Get a hand mirror.
There's always, it's happened to the best and the worst of us. I've been fingered by Hot Wings hands. I talk about it on stage all the time.
Yeah, same.
Stuff happens.
I got some pepper spray down there.
Oh. Yeah, ew. It's
like a residual
brutal.
From
yeah.
it. But
it's brutal.
Yeah. But it's like, I feel like at this point, at a certain age, you've at least heard a story about another woman forgetting a tampon.
But how do you know?
Just like for weeks.
Feel it a little bit. I can feel it. I can feel stuff in
but
there.
But also
very
with
easily.
Sex, that just like shocks me.
It shoves it out there more. Okay. So it,
you,
yeah,
right?
Really. So it,
hello.
I mean, I think what she needs to do is be like, look, the tampon's out. Go back down on me. If you're still going out with this man, you have to.
Yeah, because you're going to lose your mind.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get resentful.
You need
someone to go down on you. So I think it's just like, and hey, maybe does it end with you being like, it's got to be someone else. Maybe you're both traumatized and you can't. Maybe he'll look up from down there and you'll go, oh God, I'm triggered. But like, you got to say something.
You got to say something.
I mean, you've been through the worst of it.
Yeah, what's your
advice?
This
is my take. You're going to have the conversation. You're going to say, look, I want you to go down on me tonight. Let's get obliterated drunk for this first one and just see like
see if we
can handle it.
Okay.
And then we can move towards doing it sober. And if you're not a drinker, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to live in that emotion.
She gets so drunk. Yeah. She kisses on him. She's like, damn it. Yeah. That's it's like, it's so funny how the conversation can feel like it's worse than the actual situation of like that anxiety of like, oh God, bringing it back up. Let's forget it. But it's like,
yeah,
he was there for, he was in the room and he's still with you. So that's something. And also there's also a world where maybe he is like, I was giving this man, I don't know a lot of credit, but maybe he's like, I'd like to go down on her, but I feel like maybe she's weird about it.
Also, I think there's a thing we do, and I just recently did this, where you really hype something up in your head. You give yourself anxiety for no reason over it before telling this person something.
And then it's not that big of a deal.
Like I let my agents go the other day at the airport. I had a couple sips. I had such crazy anxiety over it all week. I wasn't sleeping properly. I had a dream that I told them the day before and we were all crying and hugging. And then I like told them and I was like, all right, well, I was like, oh, I really, guess I thought you guys liked me more, but they were upset, but they weren't like,
yeah,
like that's it. There's
like that's
do.
Business like, that happens.
It's also, that's business that happens. There's business down there. It should be happening. She needs to get a pussy eaten.
Susan, do you have a tampon in your mouth?
Is that what it is? Maybe she
old
does.
Tampon? Oh my God, she has one of your old tampons lodged in her
no
tummy.
Way. There's no way. That's so gross. Now you're actually making me think that. No,
it's fine.
It would have come out of her ass by now.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
She swallowed a condom before it's come out.
Really did come out.
Every dog has.
Every dog has. They love it. They love balloons. She love. Is that there's something about that chewy material? They love it.
I used to always have to like take it and put it on my dresser, and guys would think I was such a psycho.
Yes,
like saving the condom.
Yes. Like, what are you doing with it? I'm like, I'm not doing anything with it. What Literally. I don't want is to clean it out of my dog's shit in the morning.
Literally, so yeah. So stop.
I'm, I'm saving it for
yeah.
Later.
Then I'm gonna get an infection when I try to put it inside of me.
I literally told Zach that I was like, the first time we hooked up, I'm like, where's the condom? He's like, okay, weirdo. I'm like, where the fuck is it? Tell me now, because she can't fucking. She's done
it.
Before.
They can't resist.
They can't resist.
Little cum slut.
She is a little cum slut. Mm. She's a little cummy cum. Little cum dog.
Man, condoms.
So gross.
I remember them.
I know. What, you're not using them anymore, are you?
No.
Are you guys going to have, you guys want to have kids?
I don't think so.
I was like, that's
maybe.
A weird thing to
It'll
just like
change. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. But right now, no.
Do people ask you that all the time because you got married?
Not that many people, but actually the first day of my new boss worked, he did ask me that. And I was like, that's illegal, I think.
Yeah, it's none of your fucking
sure
business.
That's illegal to ask an employee if you plan to get pregnant, but.
Yeah, that.
Like, why do you plan to
I don't,
let me go?
So.
Seems bizarre.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does anyone plan to get pregnant? And that's just something to think about.
And that's the end of this episode. Think about that. Lisa, thank you for coming on.
Thank
Where
you so
can the
much
people find
me.
You?
You can find me online at What's Your Sign podcast or every Sunday, 8 o'clock at Chatterbox Comedy Night.
Go to, if you're in LA area and you have not gone to Chatterbox, I actually have the first time I headline Chatterbox, the poster's still up in my office right now. Chatterbox is very near and dear to my heart. It was one of the first rooms I ever headlined out here. It was one of the first places that actually gave me a fucking chance because some people didn't give a fuck about me when I moved to LA.
Oh, yeah,
and Chatterbox
Canada.
Was one of the first to ever let me do spots every time I asked. And like, I always felt you guys are always so nice and kind.
I know,
and
I love it out there.
It's insane. And it's also the best fucking room.
Oh, the crowd's always good. It's so fun.
It's so good. The crowds are always packed. It's always fucking, the bartenders are great.
It's
a fun vibe. It's a fun night. It's also one of those shows you want to, I want to stay the whole time.
Yeah.
You don't just go for a bit. You stay the whole show. You hang out and drink.
Yeah.
And just fucking, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I should hit you guys up. My sister's in town. Maybe I should ask to do it the weekend. My sister's here. We'll bring my sister. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
I'll
hit
you guys up.
Yeah.
Just to
for sure,
my sister has a comment. I'm like, that'd be fun. It's a fun vibe to hang on it.
Oh my God, yay! Well,
I'm forcing you. Book me on your show. My sister's here.
I love your sister too. No, it'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Sister's great. Go follow her. Listen to that podcast. It's so funny. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
having me.
Follow the podcast at Slops Pod. Subscribe to the YouTube. We got the whole video now. We got a
Patreon.
Cool set.
Do stuff.
Patreon.com/slobs.
Katie French, if you want your set done, she made this amazing set. You can get, she does stuff.
Laugh Cry DIY.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Check yourself for tampons.
Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.